Max TV today.
Valley Talk on News Talk 1580 KGAL.
Today on Valley Talk, we're doing something that we, and when I say we, I mean the staff here at KGAL KSHO, hatched in our fevered brains an idea to contact restaurants in the local area and ask them how they're coping with the coronavirus and how they're getting food to their customers still, et cetera, et cetera. By no means, as I chat with the following four or five restaurants here during this half-hour portion of Valley Talk, in no way do we say these are the only ones out there or support only these. Support all of them, every one of them that you can, certainly. But we only had time to an opportunity to talk to just a few of them. So we're going to feature them on Valley Talk today. Who knows? We might do this again before the coronavirus situation is over and talk to some other restaurants. We'll see. Today, we're going to start with the restaurant that we were enjoying the day that we came up with the idea of doing this program on Valley Talk. We're having a staff birthday party for our co-owner, Charlie Eads, enjoying food that was from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos in Lebanon. And we were saying, man, this is good. Everybody had something different, and it all was delicious. I was enjoying steak fajitas, and we had others with different burritos and various dishes from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos, all created fresh and authentic and just is amazing food. So we were thinking we ought to get a hold of Taqueria and talk to them on the air so people can know that they're open and what food they have available and how they get it. And then we thought, well, we should talk to other restaurants. So that's what we're going to do here on Valley Talk today. We'll start out with Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. We're talking with Sandra from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos, located on West Oak in Lebanon, one of our favorite places here at KGAL-KSHO. We even have our Christmas banquet there at your location. Now, as of right now, though, Sandra, we couldn't come in and eat in your dining room, could we?
No, not at this moment. We're just making orders to go.
But we can come and pick up your delicious food, or we can use the Munchies app. And that's an app you can put on your phone or your device, and we can order that way as well, right?
Yes, you could order from the Munchie service, and then they have our menu, so they could order what they need. And most we have everything, but if we've been having some items that are not in the menu, but we're doing our best that we can.
Yeah, this is something you've just sort of had to make this work on the fly, haven't you, since the governor changed how you're able to do business?
Yes, it's been really hard, but we have to do our best every day.
All right, so it's time now for you, my friend, to make all of us hungry. So Sandra is now going to describe some of the amazing food on the menu that you can get from Taqueria Dos Arbolitos in Lebanon and make your day happier because of eating something incredible. So tell us about the menu.
Yes, well, we try our best every day to come in the morning and cook our good recipes, right? And we have really authentic Mexican food, like real tacos, like carne asada tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, whatever you will to come and enjoy. So I hope that's a great opportunity to stop by and get a really good meal.
Now, everything there at Taqueria Dos Arbolitos is made in the authentic way, and it's made fresh on location, correct?
Yes, that's really good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so this makes you different from kind of the standard, what we would call Mexican restaurant, because we're getting the real stuff at your place.
Yes, and then we make really good chips and salsa, so I hope they order chips and salsa also. That's a really good feeling to get at home and get your really good salsas.
So you're actually making it there, the chips and the salsa, everything.
Yes, we're making everything here.
That makes it taste fantastic. It's nothing quite like Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. Like I say, we at the radio station, we eat there quite often. We have them either we get orders and bring it here to the station when we're having meetings, or we go there for meet because we all like it really a lot. It's good. So, Sandra, then tell us how it works when you come in. Let's say you call your phone number, which is, by the way, 541-258-5798. That's 541-258-5798 for Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. How does it work then when you come to pick up your food?
Yes, well, you call and make your order, and we'll have it ready by when you come, and then we'll have it here on the side. So however people are comfortable, they could pay over the phone with their card, however it's easier for everybody. So to have everybody happy.
And so if they have to pay in person, they can. But, of course, with the card is better than with cash these days.
Yes, that's correct.
So you'll find them at 50 West Oak Street in Lebanon, Taqueria Dos Arbolitos. The phone number again is 541-258-5798. Sandra, thanks so much for your time. You take care.
Yes, thank you for all your support.
Next up on Valley Talk, we'll feature a chat with Matt from Conversion Brewing Company in Lebanon. I'm with Matt Cowart from Conversion Brewing Company, 833 Main Street in Lebanon, and we're talking about what things have been like since the governor said, look, everybody needs to stay home and restaurants can only serve customers with takeout or delivery. How are things going at Conversion Brewing Company?
Things are going well. We have a great amount of community support from everyone that are regular customers and people that, you know, have just learned about us too.
Tell me what services you are providing, what food and beverage is available, and how people can obtain it.
Well, I mean, it's we're providing most of the same services we always do. Just the difference is you can't partake of it there. So we're doing food and beverage takeout. We can deliver it curbside too if you'd like. And we also are doing full-time delivery right now.
Full-time delivery. So that's something new for you, right?
Yeah, it is something new for us. We've had some customers ask for it in the past, and, you know, we're kind of built around community inside there, but this has kind of taken all that away from us, so we had to find a way to bring that community to you.
So for those that have not enjoyed the great variety and quality food that you guys have at Conversion Brewing, they're thinking you mostly as a brewery. Talk about the food you do have and make it sound delicious, man, because it is.
So we cook everything inside our wood-fired oven. So it's all wood-fired cuisine. We feature Neapolitan-style pizza, but we also have hamburgers and a lot of side dishes. We do some amazing nachos and jalapeno poppers, chicken wings. You know, so we do a lot of things, and we have a daily special that changes every day. You can find it on our Facebook or our Instagram page. One of the unique things about our new delivery service is we're delivering all our food in our 77 Cadillac limousine or our 1990 Escort race car.
Oh, very nice. So delivery in style.
In style, right.
That's awesome. Matt is talking with us from Conversion Brewing Company, Matt Cowart. Tell us about the phone number that people would call to get this delivery or to do the takeout.
So our phone number is 541-259-BEER.
541-259-BEER, which I think is 2337, right?
That's right, yeah, 2337. We also, you know, one of the things that people ask a lot about is can we deliver beer? And right now we are able to deliver beer, wine, and cider as well. So you can have it delivered with your food or separate.
That's perfect. We're good. So you take care and keep it up.
Okay, thanks for all you guys do for us.
Outstanding. That is Matt Cowart, who with his wife Rochelle, they run Conversion Brewing Company, 833 Main Street in Lebanon. Their phone number again for delivery or to order for takeout, 541-259-BEER. That's 541-259-2337. So again, today on Valley Talk, we're talking with some restaurants in the local area. We're offering delicious food and beverage for you on a takeout or delivery basis only, which is the way it's going for all restaurants right now as we go through the pandemic here. Next up, we're going to talk about a couple of restaurants owned by Chris Reese, head of the Albany YMCA. Those restaurants would be Shortstops, Hamburgers, Shakes, and Fries, Major League Burgers, and Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub, both in North Albany off Hickory Street. Talking with Chris Reese, who is with Shortstops, Hamburgers, Shakes, and Fries, Major League Burgers, and Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub. How you doing, Chris?
I am doing great, as good as you could be doing in today's times.
It's kind of challenging for everybody, isn't it?
It is. My heart goes out to everyone out there in our community and across the world in today's pandemic. It's about the toughest times as you can see in America.
So let's just attack the topic of your restaurants separately here. Let's go with Shortstops first. Tell us, first of all, about Shortstops, because for some folks, it's still pretty new, and they may not be familiar with you. What are you guys doing there?
Oh, yes, sir. We've only been open 2 or 3 months here. We sell hamburgers, shakes, and fries. A lot of kiddos working out of there from high school, 16, 17, all the way up through our college ranks of sophomores and juniors, and maybe even one senior in that mix. It's a drive-through only right here at the Hickory Station parking lot. And it's an awesome place. I'm looking forward to serving lots of ice cream over the summer, and hopefully when we get people back in action and out there in the populace again, we'll be selling tons of ice cream.
Is Shortstop's drive-through only always, even when it's not coronavirus time?
No, you can actually walk up as well. We're co-located here with The Barn, an awesome new place with food carts, and you can take our food into The Barn as well. So we do have a walk-up service as well.
Very good. And that's Shortstop's Hamburger Shakes and Fries, Major League Burgers. Moving over to Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub, you guys branched out a little and got involved with serving food with the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes at their ball games this year, I understand.
Yes, sir. We have a concession stand there, and it's worked out fantastic. Hoping to get a few more ball games in this year at the end of the summer, hopefully. But, yeah, we branched out. We also put another Southpaw's in Eugene. So we serve Lynn Benton Community College here in town. We serve South Albany High School in town with concessions. And then, obviously, our new location in Eugene and then Kaiser Volcanoes. So we are expanding.
So a lot of that isn't going on right now with the stay-at-home order from the governor, et cetera. But Southpaw's is still going on. And tell us all about the menu there at Southpaw's and how folks can get your food and enjoy it still.
So we're obviously not as robust as we typically are, but we are serving, you know, to-go salads, pizza, wings, and obviously hamburger shakes and fries with Shortstop's. And you can order that through Southpaw's as well. Limited staff. I've had to lay off, you know, just at around 100 employees across all of the spectrum of restaurant industry. And then add that into my YMCA position. That's another 100 employees there. So it's been pretty heart-wrenching to put so many folks on unemployment. But yes, you can. We do a delivery service and a drive-up service. I have my kitchen compartmentalized with caution tape to keep everyone in their own sector to make sure that we're maintaining social distancing. And we've set up a very sanitary way of doing business here at Southpaw's and Shortstop's with gloves and masks and all the bells and whistles to make sure that we're doing our part to prevent the spread of disease.
So I am familiar with you. We always come to Southpaw's for Tuesday night trivia and have some pizza or a great salad or, you know, one of the other many, many great delicious things you have there. The location, when I think of it, is just North Albany, and I just go there. How do you tell people to get there when they ask you?
Well, if you're coming from downtown Albany and you come over the bridge into North Albany, if you take that first light coming over the bridge, turn right. It's the only way you can turn. And then the very first left is Hickory. The Davenport family has created this really cool place called Hickory Station about a quarter mile up on the left-hand side on Hickory, just past the hospital. And it kind of has a Central Oregon feel, kind of a villagey Central Oregon, Sun River feel here. And, you know, Gary Davenport and his family have done a great job creating an atmosphere here with The Barn. And you know, Ryan owns the Postal Connections here, and we have a yoga center here. It's just this really cool spot on the south side of Hickory.
And just to make it clear for everybody listening, if I understand things right, then, Chris, for Southpaw's, people can come in and pick up and take home, or you can deliver in the North Albany area. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, very good. And then for Shortstop's, hamburgers, shakes, fries, you also could potentially deliver that to the North Albany area if through Southpaw's then.
That's correct. Yep, my delivery drivers are delivering both products, but we typically stay with the hamburger, shakes, and fries in North Albany because we want to keep it as hot as we can. We deliver it. And hamburger, shakes, and fries, as you know, they probably go a little cooler, faster than pizza does in
sure.
the warmers.
Would the 541-791-7663 number be the right one for people to call?
Absolutely.
Good. Okay, so that again is 541-791-7663. And thanks so much to Chris Reese for spending some time with us. All the best to you, friend.
Thank you so much.
Well, he is one busy guy. He's got a couple of great places there for you to enjoy. All right, up next, we're going to talk about J&C Barbecue and Catering on South Main in Lebanon as we, again, feature restaurants today here on Valley Talk. Just a little sampling of some of the many restaurants all around that could really use your support right now and that could provide your family with delicious, healthy, yummy, great, fun, awesome food. All right, and now on Valley Talk, we are enjoying the privilege of chatting with Christy Poteet, who is one of the owners of J&C Barbecue and Catering at 940 South Main in Lebanon. How you doing there, kid?
Doing really good. How are you doing?
Good. Holding up okay these days?
I am, every day.
Yeah. So how much did the governor's stay-at-home order and the order about restaurants doing a takeout and delivery only, et cetera, how much did that affect what you guys do normally?
It's affected us pretty significantly. We're about 50% down in our sales. So that's a huge hit financially to us. It also affected us when we went down to Redmond for the barbecue competition.
Oh, yeah.
The first day of the competition, we had the orders to go ahead and cancel the competition. So we not only did we lose out on the potential for the revenue that we were looking at getting while we were down there, but we lost the revenue at the restaurant while we were closed.
I just wanted people to understand about your business, how it actually hit you guys, and how they can really help you by ordering some amazing, delicious food from you. How do they get it from you? What way are you getting food to folks these days?
So we're offering a bunch of different things. So number one, people can call in and place their orders. People who are looking for meal preps, large quantities of barbecue, we can do those in 24 hour advance. We're offering curbside so we can eliminate some of the contact from person to person to make sure that we're social distancing like we're supposed to be. And then we're also offering deliveries. Not only are we offering deliveries throughout Lebanon, but now we're offering deliveries in outlying communities.
My goodness. It's like Sweet Home, or what about Lacombe?
Yeah, so we've actually been delivering out to Sweet Home, Lacombe, and Sio. We're actually looking to expand into Brownsville, Halsey, Shedd, Tangent. Staten has been requiring us to come out there as well. So we're looking to expand to get people food, keep them where they can still be isolated and still have quality meals brought to them.
Christy Poteet from J&C Barbecue and Catering with us at 940 South Main in Lebanon, willing to go out and delivery to almost anywhere in our listening audience, it sounds like. My goodness. So, and this is award-winning barbecue food. When we talk about award-winning, talk about the awards, my friend, so people can get an idea of how special the barbecue that you provide is.
So Joe and I compete professionally. We're members of Kansas City Barbecue Society and the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. And we compete in multiple competitions throughout the year. And we're winning awards. We're winning awards on our brisket and our pulled pork and our chicken and our ribs and our Texas Twinkies. And so we're actually putting our food in front of certified judges who know how to taste barbecue, know what they're looking for, and we're winning those awards. So it's a lot of hard work, but it allows us to perfect our craft.
Here's just one review that we saw on Facebook here. Best smoked brisket I ever had, and I am a brisket guy. It had a great bark, really nice smoke, all without being dry. See, this person knows what they're talking about. Pit beans were amazing. Looking forward to more trips. Thank you for the fantastic experience. And that was on your Facebook page. That's just one of many great reviews. People love your food, and you'll bring it to them. They just have to get a hold of you. Now, how do they do that?
So what we're asking people to give us a call. And to be patient, we only have one line that allows us to have one person on hold. So if you get a busy signal or if it goes straight to voicemail, please try back. Our phone lines are a lot more busier these days than we anticipated. But if people just give us a call, we can get those orders pre-ordered or pre-set up, especially when we're delivering to outlying communities. So Sweet Home is Thursday, Sio is Friday, Lacombe is Saturday. And so we're setting them up at different time slots, and we're meeting at certain locations to where people can come in. We can social distance. We can get the food to them, less handling, and making sure that they have a fresh, high-quality meal being brought out to them. So typically, I do post on our Facebook page, hey, we're going to get ready to deliver to Sweet Home. Please place your order. So then that way I have a certain amount of area that we have holding containers for hot and cold. So we're making sure that we're really making sure that the quality is the highest possible, making sure that they're getting hot food and cold food without compromising their safety.
Award-winning barbecue, brisket, chili, pork ribs, bacon, chicken, rib steaks. And you can come by and pick up curbside if you want, or look on Facebook for delivery information. And the phone number that they should call, what's that phone number, Christy?
541-258-7510.
258-7510?
Yes.
541-258-7510, J&C Barbecue and Catering. We encourage you to give them a call. Their location is at 940 South Main Street in Lebanon. Christy Poteet, thanks so much. Keep after it, friend. Hang on tight.
We are. Thank you.
All right. This is quite an experience finding out what these restaurateurs are going through here and the situation that they're in currently, with the situation all of us are in with the coronavirus. The restaurants we chatted with this morning here on Valley Talk are examples of the many, 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 many restaurants in our local area who have employees and who have businesses that really are depending on you right now. If you can afford to do it, please visit the nearby restaurant to you, take out some food, order some food, take it out, have it delivered, support these folks, help them stay afloat during this tough time, and enjoy some good food while you're having to stay home, all right? Because in many cases, they'll bring it to you, and if they won't, they'll bring it out to your car, or you can go up to the drive-up window, et cetera, et cetera. So support your local restaurants as best you can, and thanks for listening to Valley Talk.
Willamette Living Magazine brings you the best of our special area in print and online. Locally owned and operated, Willamette Living is the lifestyle magazine of Oregon's Willamette Valley from Eugene to Portland. Every other month brings a new edition packed with engaging local stories, beautiful photography, and offerings from our neighbors in business. Visit WillametteLiving.com to read the current issue online, find out about advertising your business, or subscribe now and have every issue delivered to your home or office. Willamette Living Magazine, your guide to the best of the Willamette Valley.
Hey, did you see Titanic? Remember how they tried to use the ship's brakes to keep it from hitting the iceberg, but they just couldn't get it to stop in time? Well, in today's car care tip, I'll help you navigate through troubled waters on the freeway. Don't abandon the ship. Stay tuned.
When you take your vehicle in for service, you expect the shop to fix the problem and get you back on the road. But how do you know if the technician who's working on your car has the training and experience to do the job right? Well, the next time you walk into an automotive service center, pause for a minute at the front door and look for a Blue Seal sticker. A Blue Seal from the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence means that the technicians in that shop have been tested and accredited by ASE to perform first-class automotive service. And ASE-certified technicians have to keep current on today's increasingly complex systems, because to stay certified, they have to be retested every few years. Most ASE-certified technicians proudly wear the blue and white ASE shoulder insignia, and many of the shops they work in display their technicians' credentials in the customer waiting area, listing their exact areas of expertise, such as brakes or engine repair. So look for that blue seal the next time your car needs work. It's a sure sign that you're going to get quality service.
Sometimes you just can't avoid driving through standing water on the road. Now, assuming you make it to the other shore, you need to know that you're not out of the woods yet, or should I say water yet. That pond probably got your car's brakes wet. Getting brakes wet will affect their performance, and not in a good way, if you know what I mean. Wet brakes do a poor job of stopping a car. I know that's not what you want to hear after doing the automotive equivalent of walking on water, but there should be no permanent damage. You just have to dry them off. The best way to dry brakes is driving slowly and intermittently applying pressure for about a minute. That should do it. For the Car Care Council, I'm Roger Kwapik.
Lebanon shopping, it just makes sense.
Need tires? Hi, this is Shane from Canega Point S Tire and Auto. From lawnmowers to tractors, cars, trucks, and semis, we have your tire. And Canega's ASE certified mechanics can help you with full auto repair. We even have propane for your barbecue and RV. Canega Point S Tire and Auto, still at the Y in Lebanon.
Looking for a specific business or service in Lebanon? Call or come by the Lebanon Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. We'll put you in touch with the business you need for any situation. 1040 South Park Street, across from Canega Tire in Lebanon.
Willamette Community Bank is proud to partner with businesses and families in Lebanon to reach their financial goals. Join us in building our community by shopping and banking local in Lebanon at the corner of Main and Milton or online at willamettecommunitybank.com. Bank local, shop local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lebanon shopping, it just makes sense.
From the simplest to the toughest dry cleaning and laundry jobs, Richards Cleaners will do the job and do it right. You can put your trust in Richards Cleaners. They offer personal service and exceptional quality with competitive pricing. And with three locations, they are always just down the street. Use their drive-up window and never leave your car. Richards Cleaners, Albany downtown location is at 330 Southeast Lyon, or visit them at Park Street in downtown Lebanon or Hickory Street in North Albany.
You might be surprised to find this museum in a shopping mall, but there's a good reason it's there, and there's much to see about a very big story that took place in 1961. It's today's edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
If you live near Fargo, North Dakota, you know there's one baseball legend with deep roots in the Red River Valley, Roger Maris.
He was born in Hibbing, Minnesota, which is a small town not too far from Fargo. When he was 10 years old, his family moved to Fargo and grew up here, went to high school here, played sports here.
Chris Eaton shares the story from Fargo. It was here that Maris was a four-sport athlete in high school. Football seemed to be his favorite sport back then.
I read a quote one time that he said baseball was just something to do in the summer in between the football season. He was actually offered a scholarship to Oklahoma to play football, which he ended up declining, and then, of course, signing on with the Cleveland Indians organization.
Maris would go on to play Major League Baseball, of course, setting the single-season home run record in 1961. The folks here wanted to create a museum to honor him, but initially, he would not hear of it.
Eventually, he did say yes, but his two caveats were that it be free and open to the public at all times.
And so the museum was placed inside the West Acres Shopping Mall in Fargo, which may seem to be an unusual place to find a baseball museum, but a location nonetheless that brings thousands of visitors.
We get a lot of people that come by and comment that they came specifically to see the museum, come from out of state, from all over the world, just to kind of see what we have here, and because they're fans of baseball and of Roger Maris in particular.
The Maris family has donated many items to his museum that honors a man most know for breaking Babe Ruth's record by hitting 61 home runs in 1961.
We're just very grateful to them for their generosity. We have several of the baseballs from the 1961 home runs, the 60th, the 58th, 57th, 56th, you know, a number of those. We have a number of bats.
And much, much more. The story of that home run record chase is next time as we travel the countryside. In Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.
Laugh, cry, or get scared spitless with When Radio Was, weeknights at 10 on 1580 KGAL.
Welcome back to KGAL's Valley Talk. Jeff McMahon, your host. And we're happy to say that we're sponsored today by Healthy Home Pest Control. They've sponsored Valley Talk for quite some time, and they've helped us for an even longer time here at KGAL KSHO. Healthy Home Pest Control removes the unwanted insects and rodents from your business, from your home. They've got an affordable, environmentally friendly approach to pest control. The approach they've taken for over 20 years, they're trusted. They've got great industry experience, and they're nice guys too. Healthy Home Pest Control, 541-570-0095, or as I like to say, 541-570-0095, Healthy Home Pest Control. We highly recommend them. In this portion of the program on Valley Talk, we get to talk with Ed Bach, who is the South Willamette Valley Honor Flight Director. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Jeff.
You and I were chatting prior to going on the air about how the coronavirus outbreak has changed our lives in so many ways personally, but also in regards to South Willamette Valley Honor Flight. This has definitely put a dent in things. Tell us where we stand now. You were going to have a flight going out in May, right?
That's correct. We were going to go May 14th through 18th, or to the 18th, which is a Monday morning. We were going to take 65 veterans and their guardians and a few support people, 130 total. We had it all lined up, everybody committed, and then the coronavirus came along, and we've ended up canceling that flight because we just can't put any of those people at risk at this point. And so it's off. It's disappointing to all of us in the leadership group, but probably even more disappointing to most of the veterans, but they all understand.
Of course. And now this may go into an area of detail you don't want to share. And if that's the case, Ed, please just don't share it. I mean, just gloss over this question. But what pops up in my mind first thing is, because of personal experience with folks that I know that are close to me that had flights and vacations and trips planned and then had to cancel those plans because of the coronavirus, many of them have had a difficult time getting their money back from the airlines. Some of them were given vouchers. Sometimes it didn't always come out even, Stephen, as it should have, and some were given partial refunds. What's been the situation for you, if you can share?
Well, we had no dollars actually committed at the time. We had been flying with Alaska Airlines the last 3 years, I believe, and they've been awesome to work with. We were just in the process of beginning to fill out the ticket manifest, get some detail from them on that and submit that. And then we'd, about 30 days out is when, as a group, we'd have to pay. So we had no funds committed at this point, but I reached out to my contact in the group sales area. They were very accommodating. They know that this is affecting many people, and they don't want to put people at risk either.
Right.
So they had committed to us 25 free tickets and some additional reduced fare tickets. And then we were going to pay full group fare for 80 people. And they said, not a problem. We're allowing people to cancel. We'll make arrangements. When we fly again, we'll be there for you. So they've been awesome to work with the last few years.
Oh, sounds like that was beautifully handled by them. And it worked out really well for you that you hadn't committed any cash. So there wasn't any potential red tape or... But isn't that great what they do for you? How many free flights and then how many reduced fares again that they offer you because this is Honor Flight honoring our veterans?
They give us 50 free tickets.
My.
Vouchers per year, and it's split between our two flights.
Sure.
25 in May and 25 in September this year. And then there's another 50 that have a somewhat reduced fare. And then the rest of the group flies at the group fare rate, which, because it's less work for them to book 130 at once rather than 131 at a time, the group rate is a little bit below what you and I can get as individuals. So
so per year, and this again is which airline?
Is Alaska.
Alaska Airlines. Just quick math, and I'm not good at math, but it's got to be somewhere upwards of $60,000 to $75,000 of income they could have been getting that they're setting aside to honor our veterans in. It's what it sounds like to me, just for South Willamette Valley Honor Flight.
It's that times two.
Times two, right, yeah. That's impressive. That is so impressive, and it says so much about their business. That's very, very... encouraging, I guess, to hear, because you hear about a lot of price gouging, about a lot of problems, not with airlines in particular, but just in general business trying to take advantage of people in this difficult time. And here is a business that is honoring our veterans and doing so, putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak. That's very encouraging.
Actually, in their case, they're doing it for for all their customers. My wife and I were supposed to go to Arizona to see my 98-year-old father in March, and we had to cancel out of that, and there was no question about it.
That's great.
The funds back in our wallet on their website to be used later this year when we can fly again. But just there's no question. They know that we're not canceling out because we want to, and that we'll be back. And that's the way they've treated me personally for about 30 years now. So they've got a loyal customer.
That's great, Ed. You know, the long list of people like the airline and many others make this whole thing possible. As you describe for folks who aren't exactly sure what South Willamette Valley Honor Flight is, or they may have a vague idea about it and they've not heard the details before, as you describe exactly what you guys do and how it works, would you also just give some kudos to those organizations that help support you? Because there are many of them, and they deserve a shout-out. So if you could do that.
Absolutely. What South Willamette Valley Honor Flight does is we take veterans, beginning with those who served during World War II, on up through those who have served through the end of the Vietnam War. We take groups of them to Washington, D.C. Those groups are veterans who live in Lane, Lynn, Lincoln, or Benton counties. We do it, prioritize them by World War II, moving up the kind of the age or the timeline through our Vietnam veterans. We were going to take 65 this year. We meet in Portland on Thursday night at the Holiday Inn Airport, who's been our vendors beginning the first of last year, your hotel. We had to cancel there. Much like Alaska, they said, we understand. We'll be here when you're ready to go. And my response was, well, we'll be back to you when we are ready to go.
Yeah.
The airline we've talked about, bus companies, we tend to fly or tend to travel with one when we're in Washington, D.C., but when we go in May, we sometimes on Friday have to use a couple other bus companies because May is typically the month that all the middle schoolers are there, and they seem to get their reservations in faster than I can. So we had a couple of smaller bus companies that we were having to use on Friday nights, and both of them, because they're smaller, are going to probably really struggle with refunding money. I had to pay half of our money up front to them. They've said that we'll get the money back, but having been in the finance business for 30-some years, I know it's tough on small business. So I'm hoping that they can come through, but understand if they do not. The hotel that we stay at Friday, we fly Friday on Alaska. We stay at a Westin Hotel out near Dulles Airport. They were awesome. They treated us the same way that Alaska did, the same way Holiday Inn is. They knew that this was not by choice we were canceling. We were one of, obviously, many groups that were having to cancel. And I got a call from the sales manager there. She said, when you guys fly again, we're here. And I said, we'll be back. We'll just have to decide when that is. So they've been awesome. The primary bus company that we use back there is a company called Shore or Atlantic Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And we've dealt with them for years because they have awesome drivers who think it's an honor to drive our vets around and take very good care of them. They were the same way. They were able to refund the money that we paid and then just on down the line. So we've been very fortunate. What we do when we get there Friday night is we have a banquet. Saturday morning we get up, we go into town. We typically have an escort from the American Legion Riders, and there is a chapter here at the local American Legion in Albany. They escort us into town. The park police take over, and then we go to about 10 stops, memorials, Arlington Cemetery, make those rounds on Saturday, go out to an Elks Club in Sterling, Virginia, which is out near Dulles, and they treat us all like we're conquering heroes. Mm. And I understand why they do that for the veterans, but they treat all of us the same way.
Wow.
And we've been with them since 2013. Sunday we get up and we have a couple more stops. Typically we stop at the Air and Space Museum. We'll probably switch off when we fly again and go to the Army Museum because it's supposed to get open here this summer. A couple more stops, a couple more memorials that we go to, and then we come home Sunday night to the welcoming crowds. And because we arrive so late, we actually stay in Portland Sunday night. We don't feel that we can ask any of our people, veterans, guardians, or support staff, to try to drive home to Albany, which is the closest location for us. Some are as far away as Florence. And since we've been up since 5 in the morning,
yeah.
We're getting into the hotel at about 11, 1130 at night. By the time somebody got home to Florence, it's probably 3 the next morning. We just in good conscience cannot do that to people. So we stay sure. over Sunday night at the Holiday Inn. And then that's kind of the end of the trip. We have gatherings monthly in Springfield for lunch and every other month here in Albany for breakfast. Those have been canceled through May at least. But we try to get back together with all the veterans that we take, men and women, and keep some of those connections going.
You're listening to Ed Bach, who's the director of South Willamette Valley Honor Flight. Their website is SWV for South Willamette Valley, SWVHonorFlight.org, SWVHonorFlight.org. On there, you can see a lot of information, and also there's a link to donate and to contribute to help keep these honor flights going to honor our veterans, many of whom, depending on their situation, really weren't ever honored, and especially when it comes to those Vietnam vets that are now a part of the honor flights. As we begin to have fewer and fewer of the World War II vets to take these flights, we've got Korean War and we've got Vietnam, and they're becoming more and more a big part of each honor flight. What would you say by percentage it's like these days on the honor flights, World War II to Korean War to Vietnam?
Well, surprisingly, the percentage isn't as high for the Vietnam vets as you would expect at this point. I would have expected by now that it was almost exclusively Vietnam vets.
Yeah.
And let me clarify something. We take veterans who served World War II through Vietnam. So even during those gap periods when we weren't in a major conflict, such as World War II, Korea, or Vietnam, we take the vets in those gap periods as well.
All you had to
do as a veteran was sign on the dotted line, and that's all we look for. So as far as percentages, our October flight was probably just over half Vietnam, but we had a huge number of either Korean War or what we were calling Cold War vets who were between Korea and Vietnam, almost as many of them. And as I recall, I think we only had one World War II vet. This flight, we would have had 3 World War II vets. And then again, about half Korean and Cold War and half Vietnam. So we're getting there. We've got 270 vets on our waiting list, and that grows. The growth has slowed a little bit right now because we haven't been in the news. We haven't taken a trip recently.
Right.
But we continue to get applications. We continue to talk to people. So we have a long list. We're kind of tapped out, I think, as far as how many we can take each year, which would be with 2 flights, about 130. So you can see that we've got over 2 full years of travel left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if we stop taking applications now, and we're not going to do that.
Now, you talked earlier, and it was impressive to hear, about the way that these various partners that help make the honor flights happen are generous and give you discounts and make it as affordable as possible, but it still costs a lot of money to do one of these flights. And you are not a profit-making organization in any way. South Willamette Valley Honor Flight is completely volunteer. And so they could really use your help. Now, this may or may not be a time where you've got a lot of money to help with, but maybe something to keep in mind for the future. But with that in mind, you've got some things in the works in the near future that will either be opportunities for people to contribute or opportunities for people to help them experience maybe what an honor flight is like. Tell us about the things in the works.
Well, we had a number of things in the works in addition to the May flight. We were in the process of rolling out a major fundraiser to be held at the YMCA at the end of May. We had a committee come together of some volunteers who went for the first time on a flight as guardians in October 2019, who jumped all over the idea of organizing this fundraiser and taking that really off of my hands and off of my wife's hands. And several of them were veterans themselves. Executive director at the Y is a retired colonel in the National Guard.
Right.
He was excited that he was on board. We were going to do that, but then when the governor issued her orders to limit gathering sizes, that's one of the first casualties we had, was having to postpone that, and it's postponed to an unknown date at this point.
Sure, but it is going to happen at some point.
It will happen at some point. We had our major sponsor already on board. Hart's Nursery of Jefferson was already on board. Mr. Hart's been very generous the last few years to sponsor our events, and he was on board already. We were lining up individuals for speakers. We were lining up the honor guard. We were reaching out to people who have donated to us in the past as far as vacation homes, other items that people would be in at baskets, just all kinds of things. We were reaching out to them, and we had to put a kind of a halt on that until we know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to, at that point, roll out a 15-minute version of what will be our newest documentary, Welcome Home, an Honor Flight story. We shot the video for that on the October 19 trip. It was the same individual who put together Forgotten Heroes, an Honor Flight story for us 4 years ago,
which was incredible.
Yeah.
It was really emotional to watch it.
Pardon me?
It was just an emotional experience to see that.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you think that was the case, then wait till you see this one, because it focuses on our Vietnam vets and their dealing with the wall and how that's affected them. So that was going to be rolled out then. That's been put on hold. We're going to complete the documentary, the filmmaker's at the stage now where he's getting licenses for music and other footage. But if you saw the first one, then I can assure you, you're going to want to see the second one.
Excellent.
That'll be on hold a little bit until we can kind of roll that out, some kind of a major announcement. In July, the Spring Hill North Albany Car Show is still on the books for July 12th at Albany Golf and Event Center, Spring Hill Golf Course. It's still on the books. I had a conversation with the main organizer, David Fowler, this morning. It's still on the books, but we're going to have to wait and see. We'll probably mid-May, he said, make some decision whether we're going to proceed or not. We just don't know on gatherings when we're going to be able to get back to normal, but that's still on the books.
Sure.
And our September flight is still technically on the books, but I have a hard time putting 130 people in a aircraft for 6 hours in two directions and then putting them in buses. It's just, of those 130 people, there's probably 75 or 80 of them at least that are 60 or older, and it's just extremely risky to me. And we haven't made a decision yet. That's up to the board. That's up to Honor Flight Network, our parent organization. But it's not going to surprise me if we have to say 2020 was a lost year.
Hmm. Well, that would be sad, but it could be the safest thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. I feel awful if even one person got anything by us not canceling. So,
sure.
So that's kind of where we're at now. You did touch on people can help.
Yes.
There's a number of ways. In fact, this morning, an email I got, one of our donors from the past went online and made a contribution to help us out, knowing that we've been canceled for May. She said she just appreciates what we do and knows that we'll be back at it. So folks can go online if they would like to donate a little bit now or wait until times are better. We totally understand that. We're all in that mode. Checks could be mailed to our mailing address, which is South Willamette Valley Honor Flight, 2217 40th Avenue Southeast, here in Albany, 97322. Or if you want to just write some note cards to veterans thanking them for their service, those can be mailed to the same address, and when we do fly again, we'll make sure that the veterans are given those.
Oh, so that's awesome.
There's a number of ways folks can help, even during times like this. So.
Very good. Thank you, Ed. And the website where you can go, and there's a donate link there if you'd like to do that, is swvhonorflight.org. That's swvhonorflight.org. And contact information is there as well, in case you couldn't jot down that address that Ed mentioned. Ed Bach, Director of South Willamette Valley Honor Flight, thank you for your time, Ed, and all the best. Stay healthy and safe, all right?
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you for...
Healthy Home Pest Control wants you to know that if your home or business could talk, it may tell you it's not feeling well due to uninvited visitors like ants, wasps, spiders, roaches, rodents, and others lurking in and around your home or business. With over 20 years of industry experience, Healthy Home Pest Control can remove those uninvited insects with an affordable, safe, and effective method of treatment. Call Healthy Home Pest Control now, 541-570-0095. Then your home or business will say, I'm feeling great.
My mother had an undiagnosed lung disease. She just wanted to enjoy the rest of her life, whether it meant a couple months or a year or whatever it was. The doctor suggested hospice, and within 24 hours, a team from hospice was at their apartment, and just incredible.
Lumina Hospice and Palliative Care. Compassion, comfort, and support for the ones you love. LuminaHospice.org.
Strong families are the foundation for successful communities. When children are supported and nurtured, they thrive. ABC House provides awareness programs that prevent child abuse before it starts. By promoting prevention activities in your local community, you're helping ensure that all kids have the happy, healthy, and safe childhoods they deserve. Call ABC House to learn more about our child abuse prevention programs at 541-926-2203.
Lebanon shopping, it just makes sense.
Do you have problems with your health, such as pain, allergies, autoimmune disorders, or anxiety? Try acupuncture at Daily Health Acupuncture in Lebanon, online at daily-health.com. Acupuncture works.
Kellenberger Appliance is your Lebanon connection to kitchen, home, and laundry appliances, refrigerators, ovens, freezers, cooktops, washers and dryers, air conditioners, and repair. Kellenberger Appliances has special offers, rebates, and financing specials on top brand merchandise. Hometown service since 1918. Kellenberger Appliances, 21 North Main Street in Lebanon.
Servco Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your residential and commercial licensed, bonded, certified plumbing, heating, and cooling experts. Providing safety cleaning for your dryer vents and ducts, call 541-451-5090 or visit LebanonServco.com. Servco Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 1200 East Grant Street in Lebanon.
Lebanon shopping, it just makes sense.
Locally owned and operated, this is the very independent News Talk 1580 KG.